Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Indeed, our phone lines are open, as are our minds. And when I say our, I'm talking about Chris Williams and Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi. Good to be here with you guys today.
Well, I'm glad you're with us. We've got calls lined up here, and I hope and pray everybody's having a great day today. This is a kind of a momentous day because it's the day after my anniversary. And so it's a tape program, but boy, did we ever have a good time, because we always do have a good time on my anniversary. But anyway, happy anniversary a day late, Misty.
Aww.
15 years.
That's awesome.
Yeah, 15. Mm. Who? And they said it wouldn't last. Who did? I don't know. I don't remember anybody saying that. Anyway, we're going to go to the phones. We're going to go right to the phones, because that's what we do here, and really excited that you're on the line already. And let's talk with Emma. Washington, D.C. is where she's calling from. Hi, Emma. How are you?
Hi. Great. How are you?
Well, I'm doing all right. How could we help you today?
Okay. I'm going to get right to the point. But first, I am going to join Club New Life.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I would encourage everyone else listening, it is difficult to write a check and put it in the mail, I mean, as far as I'm concerned. I think it's easier to have you draft the check, the money right out of my account.
Thank you.
It's just easier, and it's advantageous because you guys are so wonderful.
Well, thanks for that. I appreciate it. So how could we help today?
My question, how do we as a family deal with my granddaughter who has decided to become a transgender? She and her mate were together from childhood, elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
My grandchildren were brought up in church, Christians. This is my son's children. She had a meeting with her family a month or so ago that she is into this lifestyle. She's taking hormone pills or whatever you do to change her appearance. She has one brother, one sister. Her parents, they are definitely not in, they are not, they just haven't embraced this lifestyle. She's very strong, a very strong-willed girl.
How old is she?
She's 34.
Okay, so what's the question for us? These are always difficult situations.
Exactly. We don't know how to deal with it. I'm the grandmother. She hasn't, she didn't confess to me, but she did to my daughter, who's her aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, I'm going to meet her face to face. She's supposedly a Christian. Well, they did grow up in church. But we don't know how to deal with it. Her brother has ostracized them. He's really bitter. So I was told just to love her, to love them. Of course, we do love them, but this lifestyle is unacceptable. And so she lives in another state. I plan to go visit sometime during this summer. And if I have to consult her, or if she consults me about this relationship, what do I do? I'm not okay. going to embrace it, but I don't know what to do.
Sure. Well, we're going to give you some help with that right after this. You're listening to New Life Live. If you need some help, it's 1-800-229-3000, and we sure hope you'll call.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Yep, we're back. Okay, so we're talking to Grandma, and she's got a granddaughter who's becoming or is transgender. And here's what I would say first, Emma. The ostracizing brother... Is he a believer?
Oh, yes, he is. Very much so.
Okay. So I've never found ostracizing helpful.
Right.
So the first thing I would do is I would be talking with him about, you know, this is evidence of a problem in her life. And I don't think us coming down on her with ostracizing her is going to have any positive impact whatsoever. So I'd want to be an influence on him. Right?
Okay.
And then I'll let Chris start us off here. But I would just say this. The Bible tells us to love. And we don't want to enable anything that's evil or endorse anything that we don't believe in. But, you know, when Jesus was with people that weren't exactly living the life he wanted them to live, he tried to connect with them rather than ostracize them. And so I would just say to you, go with her in a loving spirit, realizing that hardly anything you would say would have any impact on her changing her mind. There are no magic words, but what you can do is verify to her that there are some real live Christians in this world that above all else, they show love no matter what. That's my two cents on that visit with her. Chris, what are you thinking? And then Sherry.
Yeah, I think to reiterate that, Steve, is that, you know, there's nothing that, Emma, you're going to tell her that's going to change her mind. You can't control it. You can't change it. But you can show her love. And you don't have to sacrifice your truth. And so, you know, and it says Jesus came in the fullness of truth and grace. Both of those things work together very, very powerfully. And so as you show her the love of grace and acceptance for who she is as your granddaughter and what she means to you in your life, I think that's critically important. And she already knows that you disapprove of this. She already knows that, you know, that you're concerned and that the family is torn up about this. So, I mean, you could go down that road, but you can express to her the concerns that you have as long as they're wrapped in grace.
Two, these girls were, this mate she's with, were molested by her dad for many years. Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, my granddaughter tried to help her through this, tried to fix it. And I believe from what they said, she was molested by her mate's dad as well, who is now deceased.
Wow. Well, life does make sense, doesn't it?
There's a trauma
yeah.
bond.
It's so sad. So, yeah. so very
Did you hear sad. What Chris said? He said that's a trauma bond. That is a powerful statement. And you know what? Like, you're right, Emma. And I'm glad Steve said life does make sense. You know, we're living in different times, Emma, than when you and I were growing up. I'm very grieved about this whole issue. And let me tell you why. It's because I think for the last, decade or so, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, our kids are growing up with sexuality as much like a Coke machine. So kids today are having choices about their gender, and there's chat rooms about these choices, right? They go up and they hit, instead of hitting Coke or Sprite or, you know, Dr. Pepper, it's like, well, maybe I'm bi, maybe I'm polyamorous, maybe I'm transgender, maybe I'm... And so these kids who are young are making choices about their sexuality, and I think there's a lot of sexual confusion over this. I just got last year... this was in our county, in Orange County. The school district forbids parents from opting kids out of LGBT lessons. So we don't even have a say-so in many of our school districts across the country. And so go ahead, Steve.
Well, I'm just going to say when a person would naturally go through a developmental stage, there might be some confusion. And you would just get through that. Say, now you're told, oh, well, if you have those feelings, then that must be the way you are and are going to be forever.
Right. And if I'm molested by a man and so I have a sexual wound, now I've got all this Coke machine choices about, well, yeah. maybe I can explain myself instead of getting into good trauma treatment for the sexual molestation.
Yeah.
So it's made things very complicated, but I imagine, Emma, there's going to be a lot of grieving. There's going to be a lot of grieving in your family. And I think the brother that's ostracizing her is really sad, but he doesn't know how to go to that sad place. I think he's really afraid of what other people are going to think about him, what other people are going to think about your family. How is that going to look? How is he going to have a wife and kids someday, and how are they going to relate? I mean, there is so much grief and loss around what's happening in your home, but there's a lot of work that needs to happen in that area.
I agree. You are absolutely correct. Her brother already has a family. He doesn't want his daughter to be around her anymore. His daughter is a teenager, and he just doesn't know how to deal with it.
I know. He's hurting. And anger underneath it is fear.
Yeah.
Anger underneath it is sadness. So I would maybe encourage him to get some help from a counselor. I've sat with families like your family, Emma, and have had them work through a grieving process of in light of what's real. It's not going away, right? Mm-hmm. And so we have to let go of what we thought our family would look like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm just going to say, I'll send you, take your life back for you to give to that son so that he's not so caught up in this that he misses out being a great dad to his own kids, or letting the anger, disappointment, and bitterness totally cut him off from her. All right, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE. If you need some help, we really do want to help you. Let's talk with Tracy. Tracy's calling us from Atlanta, Georgia, listening on Sirius XM. Hi, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing okay. What's going on in your life today?
My husband and I have a son who is 26 and a daughter 21. My son has been dating a young lady who is I'm sorry, I said that wrong. My son is 25. I know my son's age, I promise. My son is 25. He's been dating a 26-year-old girl for 3 years, and they are now engaged. And she has a disdain for my daughter.
Why?
My daughter is a very outgoing person, and this girl is as well.
Okay.
And it's almost like a competition kind of thing, I believe. I think there's a lot of, honestly, in my opinion, I think there's a lot of body image issues that cause her to dislike my daughter.
Because your daughter's fit and she's not?
My daughter's very thin. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I think that's part of it.
So what's the question for us then? Are you just...
I'm trying to find out if I'm on the right track of how I'm handling this.
How are you handling it?
I have, number one, turned it over to the Lord to...
What's he... is he writing stuff on the wall, or how's that going for you there?
No, not right now.
Okay.
I've kind of just stepped back from the relationship. I've kind of, over the last couple of years, I've gone through kind of a grieving process of what I thought my relationship with my adult son would be. I realize it's not going to be that way because she has said that she wants the two of them just to be their own entity. She does not want to be a part of her family or our family.
So is your husband involved with his son?
Yes.
Because I'm just going to jump in here, and I'm going to jump in here, and I'm going to tell you, if one of my boys was engaged to somebody that didn't like my daughter, and the daughter was saying, "We just want to be our own entity here and separate," here's what I'd be saying to my son: "You are making a horrible mistake marrying somebody who's already showing you they don't know how to love unless everything goes their way. And and you will be the one who is rejected when you don't do what she wants you to do once she has trapped you into marrying her. That's when she's going to show you what she's really like to you. So everything that you enable her to experience with your sister, you're going to get to experience that. And so what I would do, son, if you love her, you would go to her and say, we're just going to slow things down and we're all going to get some help here until you and my family become acceptable and loving to each other. We're just not going to go through life rejecting people and making that okay." So now I'm going to turn it over to Sherry first and then to Chris, because they may have a totally different way of dealing with this.
I will say that my husband has said that to him. And my husband has said those almost the exact words to him, and I have too, as well as his grandmother. So
good.
He's heard that. He
doesn't
God's
care.
Change her.
He thinks God's going to change her? Yeah, let me tell you what changes. She changes her, and it's never for the better.
Right.
He is enabling something that is not good. It's sad.
And I've been begging him to go to counseling with her, but she refuses. And
there you go. Well, there's another.
Yeah,
I tell you, it just gets better and better, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And
so
I've asked him, "Well, you just go to counseling by yourself, then." And he's procrastinating, and he says he's going to, but he just keeps procrastinating. And
let's hear what Sherry has to say here that might be helpful to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So the wedding's in July. The clock is ticking. I would see if he'd be willing to go with you two. rather than by himself. Because okay. I would just have one question. If I was sitting in front of your son, I would mm-hmm. ask him how long he has been a rescuer. Mm. How long has he been given to taking care of people? I'm wondering who he's taken care of in his family, be it you, be it your husband. Has he felt like he's needed to protect you in your relationship with your husband? Because he is, I'm trying to figure out if he's been taking care of somebody or if this woman is somebody that's going to kind of deject him, like help him kind of get a eject seat out of the family. Because mm-hmm. there's a push and pull that he's in the midst of. What he's doing is unnatural. It doesn't make mm-hmm. sense. And whenever I say, and I've heard this before, is whenever it's hysterical, it's historical. He's making a decision that defies gravity. But what in the world has happened to him that's causing him to do that? That's what I would want to know.
More on this when we come back. You're listening to New Life.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opioid addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and we are having really interesting conversation with Tracy. And we feel bad.
We do feel bad, yeah.
And the boy.
Yeah.
So, Chris, Sherry, who's first?
Well, I'll jump in
You
here.
Jump in, because you brought up a great point.
Well, Tracy, the crisis so far has been your son's fiance, right?
Because mm-hmm. she's a mean girl,
yeah.
Right?
That's not the crisis. The crisis okay. is your relationship with your son. Right, and that he is making decisions, not the fiance. He is making decisions to move towards her. But
correct, and that's what I had to grieve, was his choice.
Yes, you know? Yes, and I think that continuing to press in on that is really important here. But here's what I believe is happening inside of your son. he got into this relationship. It was really intense. It was really exciting. And it's like going into war. It's really easy to get into and almost impossible to get out of.
Great point, Chris.
He got into Iraq as being the rescuer, and it was really exciting, and now he can't get out of it. Now, the thing is that it sounds like, based on what you're telling me, that she has some personality issues. And I'm not here to diagnose this, but, you know, that sounds like some histrionic stuff, some borderline stuff.
She's probably a vacillator in the book How We Love.
So in this, her winning formula to control and to win in life is being a victim. If she's the victim, there's only two options that other people have in her life, and that's either a rescuer or a perpetrator. So let me tell you what happens. Your son rescues her out of her own misery over and over and over again. The minute he stops doing that, he is automatically the biggest perpetrator in his in her life. Your son is terrified to get out of this relationship because he knows she is going to exact retribution on him to the nth degree. She is going to make him the most evil person in her life.
When then she becomes that perpetrator, right?
Yes.
She becomes the one that's hurting him, and he's afraid of that.
Well, and here's the thing that none of us want to hear, but it's absolutely true. The worst perpetrators are the worst victims. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
Hurt people hurt people. And so I would still move into helping him, support him in the relationship with you guys to move out of this. And that, you know, even like I can't support the wedding, but Sherry, you had mentioned this, but I can support counseling. That's what we'll support you in. But we can't support, we can't enable you into a destructive relationship.
Yeah, this young lady, bless her heart, has grown up in a very turbulent family system. And her negative beliefs are, I can't trust anyone, and I feel powerless, right? I feel small, and that's why she has to compete, because she doesn't feel like she's enough. But if I can sequester him away, then I feel like I'm going to be okay, but he will be sucked into this dark sinkhole. I love your idea of war. So... yeah, you guys need to get in with him together and have him listen to this show.
I think if you heard a man trying to control a woman by cutting her off from all family ties, you'd go, oh, yeah, that makes total sense. But this is a case where you've really got a sick or a personality disordered person starting this process of cutting him off from everybody else. And, man, it is not a good scenario from there because, you know, he won't have male friends and all sorts of stuff. But I'll tell you, just the fact that she doesn't want to get help, she's scared to death. She doesn't know anything but this kind of way of relating and being, and she doesn't see that there's any better way to stay in control of things. So... I don't know. I just think the more your husband and you try to help him and connect with him, not in a shaming way, but in an empowering way, the greater the likelihood that something good could happen. And I would pull out all the stops of care and love and contact while you're still on this side of the marriage. Because once that happens, it's not going to be pretty. But I think you can say to him, we have some insight, we've consulted some folks, and we want to be sure you are absolutely aware. We don't want to see things happen after you're married and thinking, yeah, well, we knew that and we didn't share it with you, whether you want to hear it or not. We want to share it with you. Okay?
Okay.
I'm glad you called. I'm going to send you How We Love. It's got some roles in there. She's playing one of them. And maybe, you know, you'll gain some insight from this that you could share with him. I sure hope so. And anybody else, that book has changed a lot of people's lives, and you can get it at 1-800-NEWLIFE. All right, let's go over here, and how about we talk with Mike from Gold Hill, Oregon. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hi, how are you today?
Doing okay.
Great. I have a question. And then you can ask me what I need to know, what you need to know, background.
Okay.
I've been looking at, first of all, I've been to like four counselors in the last 23 years. I've been married for 30 years, and my wife and I, at the get-go, decided that divorce is not an option. So I decided, you know, if divorce is not an option, I need to get help. My dad was a child molester, molested my sisters. There was incest in my family, and I was a participant in that, and I grew up with this anger. And it just seems like I've been diagnosed with anxiety, post-traumatic.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I am wondering if...
Okay, hold on. We'll get back here. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Talking with Mike. Mike is one of those situations where he just was the victim of some pretty evil stuff in childhood. And Sherry, why don't you start with Mike here, and let's see if we can help him. Boy, this is rough.
So how old were you when you were made to participate, asked to participate in the sexual situations with your sisters?
I think I was 8 years old.
Okay. So, you know what, my friend? My heart grieves for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because your dad, as a child perpetrator, perpetrated on your sisters, and he also perpetrated on you by having you act out with them. You were a victim there.
Absolutely.
That's what I've been told in the counseling sessions.
Yeah. And so... what my sense is, my friend, is you still have some shame over that part of your story. You still have some shame. Like, what's the I am statement? What do you believe about yourself in light of participating in the sexual molestation?
Unworthy.
Okay.
Of God's love.
All right. Yeah, I'm unworthy. I'm unworthy of being forgiven. I'm unworthy of God's love. this was an unforgivable act.
Mm-hmm.
And so those shame beliefs that got wired in at the crime scene of what happened to you are still alive. They still, it's like they've been buried alive because you still believe that, hence your continued anxiety. So I would suggest, and then I'll have Chris jump in here in a second, but if you were to come into my office and I were to sit with you and you were to tell me just what you told me right now, I would say we've got some work to do here because we've got to go pull out these negative beliefs that have rooted deeply. And I would probably begin to talk to you about something called eye movement desensitization reprocessing. It's called EMDR.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a way of thoughtfully and emotionally rewiring that shame belief that you have. So instead of I'm unworthy of God's love, you're able to work through the process with somebody who's very well trained, and you're able to get to the other side of that, which is, I am worthy of God's love. I was a victim. I am worthy of forgiveness. It wasn't my fault. You're able to see yourself from a different vantage point. That's exactly where I'd go, kind of surgically with you.
And
what about you,
Chris? Here's something. Well, let me just interrupt here for a second. I'm going to take you down a kind of a weird path here, okay?
Okay.
You were 8 years old, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, if you were 18 and you had done this on your own, you would still be worthy of God's love.
Amen.
And so you really have to work on this issue of God's love, because God is so compassionate and forgiving and loving, even to people that perpetrate, and especially a little boy that's 8 years old that gets dragged into something this horrific. And I don't think that anybody telling you that is going to make a difference. I think you're going to have that trauma treated the way Sherry's telling you. Now, Chris.
You're how old are you, Mike?
I'm 57 right now.
Okay. So, I was going to say, your 57-year-old man believes Steve. Because we got an amen. It's that you've got an 8-year-old inside of you that doesn't believe Steve yet. And that's the little guy that needs to be rescued.
Okay.
I was
wondering about that EMDR. I've been doing some research on it. One counselor wanted to hypnotize me, and so I quit that. But they've all been building blocks. I don't see it as they've all been building blocks. And my question was the EMDR, and I did a little bit of research on it, but I want to make sure that it's, and from what I've been listening to your show, it is totally. It's not hypnotizing, but how is it going to help? How is EMDR going to help? Is that to fix my brain, or
it's going to help you change it's going to help you change your mind and perspective about that event. You know it in your head, but your heart hasn't caught up with you yet.
Right. Right.
And so I would want you to find someone who's a really well-trained, a consultant-level trained person or a certified-level trained person. EMDRIA.org is the website. Chris?
Okay.
Now, let's listen. Listen to Chris. Chris has got a couple things he wants to say to you here. Really important.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Just one last thing, Mike. I couldn't encourage you more, in addition to what you've heard here today, because those are really, really important, is getting into group work.
Okay.
Survivors of sexual trauma, support groups or therapeutic groups out there are incredibly helpful. And the reason why is because the pain that we can see is the pain that we can heal. And we can better see it when other people share their stories and we have these really holy Me Too moments that connect us with that. And so it's just this really powerful experience in relationship with other people who've had an experience like you that helps that relational recognition heal. And for you to be able to accurately see that 8-year-old, and my guess, to be honest, is probably goes before that age throughout your life, right, and what you dealt with. And it gives so much more power to deeply embedding the healing process when you're in a group process.
Hmm. Was there something else that you wanted to share with us real quick?
I just wanted to ask about finding freedom. Along with EMDR, I'm thinking about coming in May.
Perfect.
Yes. Yes is the answer.
I'm wondering,
perfect,
you know, if I should start the EMD before or after.
No.
No, it'd be great if you
start it now.
If you did it before.
Okay. Yeah.
And then what you're going to get when you go to Finding Freedom are some really great tools, practical tools on a daily basis to change some of the old patterns. And those aren't just behavior patterns, but they're thinking patterns. And you're going to discover, you know, how to get rid of the obsession with shame that can result in all sorts of, you know, compulsive behaviors. But anyway, there's a lot of healing, and it's group work there also. So I really hope we can see you there. Now I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back, and I hope that that's going to be a blessing to you. I'm so glad you called. I'll ask our folks to pray for you. And I just hope and pray you will not be condemning yourself for the kind of shame that your father brought on you.
Well, you know, it'd be so fun. I just want to say this. It'd be so fun to have Mike call us in 8 months, 9 months, 10 months from now, after he's gone to the workshop and done some EMDR, with a report of how he feels on the other side of those two interventions.
Yeah, because we really believe it's going to be totally different.
Yeah.
Now let's talk to Larry Sonnenberg. And hi, Larry. Welcome.
Hey, Steve. Thanks.
Okay. What do you want to tell us today?
Well, you know, I got to thinking about Club New Life, and we come on the radio, and we really encourage people to give. We try to kind of entice them by saying we've got all these benefits. You can get this thank you gift. You can get the Club New Life Library. I mean, in April, we're going to send Club New Life members 100 Days of Peace as a way of saying thank you. But I'd like you to stop and think about why you give. I'd even like to encourage you, if you would write a note to us and put it in the mail or email us and just say, here's why I give to New Life. Here's why I'm a Club New Life member. Here's why I stay a Club New Life member. That'd be an encouragement to us, and it might help us encourage others. But there are these intangible things. You know, you give to others when you give to Club New Life. You are making, you know, you allow Mike in Oregon that we just spoke to have time on radio because you gave and you're a part of Club New Life. And the counselor network we maintain, that's what Club New Life helps us do. Our workshops, all those things. So I just want to appeal to you on all fronts, not just those things that you're going to benefit by and feel good that we're giving you things, but that you are giving because it's helping somebody else, and it's helping this ministry do the work that I think God's called us to do in presenting life change opportunities.
Absolutely. So what we're saying is, if you give to all those people that get help, you're kind of a big deal. And who doesn't want to be a big deal?
Yeah.
You're a big deal.
So call or do
call
it online.
1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com.
We need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time
time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live. This is Terry McIntosh with a couple of reminders for you. If you're battling drug or alcohol addiction, New Life can help connect you to the treatment you need. And if someone you care about is refusing help, it might be time to schedule an intervention. Either way, you can give us a call at 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more about treatment and interventions. Also, if you want the most up-to-date information on New Life, you can follow New Life Ministries with Steve Arterburn on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you'll get special offers, connection, and encouragement. Steve?
All right. Well, I've got one final caller here, and I wish I had time for more, but I'm going to talk with Marie, Washington, D.C., WAVA, and those that I couldn't get to your call, I'm so sorry. I wish I'd had more time. Please try us again. Hi, Marie. Welcome to New Life.
Hi. How are you?
Doing okay. What's going on in your life today?
Yeah, so my question is, how do I effectively deal with the loss of living parents? And when I say living, my dad is 82 and he has dementia, and my mom is his caregiver who is 81. Mm-hmm. And my mom tends to, her control is quite magnified now, so I kind of feel the loss of her as well as my dad, who can't remember who I am, who my siblings are, who he is from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, first of all, I'll hear from Chris first here and then Sherry, but I just want to say I think in all of these cases where a parent is kind of getting worse in the area of Alzheimer's or dementia, I think ongoing grief work is kind of the call of the day where, you know, because you don't know how it all ends, and sometimes it just gets worse and worse for you. But I really would encourage you to be seeing a counselor and dealing with the grief that continues here as you're losing portions of him. But the other issue there, Chris, the other issue is the mother here and her control.
Yeah, so. I did want to speak to that. And 81 years old, she is losing her husband as well as being responsible for taking care of him. The amount of internal fear or frustration and just, I don't know, emotional junk, for lack of a better word, mm-hmm. that she has to be dealing with is tremendous. And so, Marie, I want you to look at my mom's control issues, as frustrating as they are, is just merely her coping mechanism for her fear. And to be able to ask your mom, hey, what are you afraid of? Is there anything I can help you with? Now, you still may get a lot of defense in that, but if you come in that with soft and helpfulness, and also speaking from your heart that you're letting your mom know how much she means to you, even if there's some hard things between you guys, staying as positive with her as possible, because she's in a really, really difficult situation, as of course you are, and that's where you need the support as well. But I would just really encourage you to look at, again, her control issues as a coping mechanism for her fear.
Hmm. Sherry, you have a comment about this?
You know what, Marie? I guess I'm sensing your mom is doing the heavy lifting right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if you were to put yourself in her shoes 24/7 and be around your dad, how do you think you'd feel being his primary and only caretaker?
Quite stressed.
Okay. That's what she's feeling. I want you to stay there. I want you to stay there for 5 minutes. I want you to stay there after the show for another 10 minutes. I want you to stay there for 2 hours. That's what she's in. And so I guess I'm beginning to wonder about respite. I'm beginning to wonder about maybe daycare, day treatment centers. Yeah. I'm beginning to wonder about having somebody come in that can help you stage the care for your dad. Because sometimes the wives feel like they don't have any options. They feel out of control. And in this case, she is. Mm-hmm. And so it takes us as family members intervening into their world to begin to make some changes in your dad's care for his sake. Because this could age her 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You may lose her early if she doesn't have the right kind of treatment for your dad. So don't be afraid to get an interventionist in that can help you sort out what to do with your dad and his burdensome care.
So I'm going to send you this video that Mylon and Kay did. It's our gift, part of the gift of joining Club New Life, which is parenting our adult kids. And I think there's some things here. You're parenting your parents. I think they're adults. And I think there's some things here that are going to help you with that. And I think so many folks are ending up in this situation. You need all the wisdom and patience and just everything possible for it to turn out to be a good situation. Really sorry that you're going through this, but you are not alone. So many others. And I'll tell you, you just can't. I'm going to send you healing as a choice. Grief is a gift from God. It just sounds strange, but as you guys know, it releases us from things that are hanging on. It gives us freedom from them. We don't have to experience that pain and suffering and struggling. And if you need some help finding somebody to help you grieve, we would be more than happy to do that. All you have to do is call us at 1-800-NEWLIFE, and we will help you find that person that can help you do the grief work. We have some amazing things coming up, and all of them are funded by the supporters here of New Life. And if you decide that you're going to support this ministry, well, I've got a book, The Power of the Other by Dr. Henry Cloud. And Henry's such a wise gentleman. I think I've just been so grateful to have him on the program, to be his friend. And here's a book that really helps us focus on what it means to be connected and how that can be one of the most important decisions we can ever make. That's just our gift to you, our way of saying thank you for being a part of the giving family. And when you are, as Larry was pointing out, I mean, everything we do here, you're part of it. And when you hear about the miraculous breakthroughs that some of these people make, then you can feel like, hey, I helped with that. I helped make that happen because you did. You really did. We need your help with a one-time gift or come and join Club New Life. Every Man's Battle is this Friday in Dallas. And guys, you've listened to the program. You know what it is, and you know if it's something that can help you, it would just be so foolish not to take advantage of it, not to experience the freedom and the joy of having sexual integrity and purity and being a man of integrity, a godly man. That's a pretty amazing thing to experience, especially if you've struggled with shame all this time. So please call us, and whether you need a workshop or not, Well, I'll tell you, we sure have a lot of great Christian therapists. They didn't feel like God was calling them to be preachers. They felt like God was calling them to minister one-on-one by just being there and helping. And we'll help you find the right one at 1-800-NEWLIFE. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Sherry. Thanks to all of you. See you next
time.
Thanks
for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.